Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
To help stop the rise of coronavirus cases nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending that even vaccinated people start wearing masks indoors in some situations. That recommendation applies to areas that are considered to have a high and substantial transmission rate and in schools. To talk about how this applies to Massachusetts, we're joined by Dr. Shira DeRoe. She's an infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Do you agree with the new CDC guidance?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of rationale to be talking about implementing additional mitigation measures at this time, given what's happening across the country.
So will you be wearing a mask indoors?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that the CDC makes blanket recommendations for the country, and there are nuances and there are differences between each state, each county, each town. And I'm not sure that the recommendation for all to wear masks indoors is necessarily appropriate for Massachusetts or for all parts of Massachusetts right now. I actually feel quite safe without a mask in most settings.
So under these guidelines, five Massachusetts counties are considered by the CDC to be substantial or high risk. And so in those areas, people would be advised to wear masks indoors. Those counties are Barnstable, Bristol, Dukes, Nantucket, and Suffolk. And we've heard from local officials in those counties that they're not planning to issue a mask mandate unless the state requires it. So you don't think we should have a statewide mask mandate, I take it?
No, I don't think we should have a statewide mask mandate. One of the things that Dr. Walensky said was that this decision was made based on high case rates, low vaccination rates, and hospitals filling up in many parts of the country. That's not really what we're seeing. We're seeing rising cases. We're seeing a small bump in hospitalizations, but we have a high vaccination rate. And most of the cases that we're seeing are really mild. And because of that, I feel like we do need to have some element of personal choice, especially for vaccinated people. I'm really talking about vaccinated people when it comes to whether or not they need to wear a mask.
But then what other mitigation measures might be implemented if not a mask mandate?
Well, there's something that's way more effective than a mask, and that's vaccination. We need to get there. We need to increase the proportion of our population that's vaccinated. And this has been weighing on me for a few days now. How do we do it? And I think that it's time to start really talking about mandates. You know, I don't normally believe in taking away people's right to choose what they do to their body, but this is really becoming a crisis that we have one of the most amazing feats of modern medicine in having developed these unbelievably safe and effective vaccines and haven't been able to roll them out in such a way as to save American lives to the extent that we should have been. And, you know, in addition to the news that we got yesterday from the CDC, this week has also been sort of a tipping point in terms of mask mandates across the country with the Veterans Administration, with several large health systems, with several towns announcing that public workers would be required to be vaccinated. And I think more and more employers will do so, more and more towns, more and more states.
But is that, I mean, is there an inconsistency there? Do you think people should have choice about wearing a mask, but not necessarily choice about the vaccine? How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, I do. I have been struggling with that. But I think it's very different. The vaccine will bring down cases, will render COVID-19 like a common cold or flu. Mask mandates, masks work, but mask mandates have not been as effective as we would like. So much transmission happens in homes, in private gatherings, behind closed doors, in places where there is no sign on the door and nobody enforcing it. I'm not sure that that's where our efforts should be spent.
All right. Dr. Shira Durone, infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.